Texte numéro 96. The False Hope of an American Rocket Launch. Joalda Moranci was on the bus this weekend when she realised what time it was. In a few minutes, NASA astronauts were going to launch to space from Cape Canaveral, Florida. She watched the engines ignite and the rocket rise on her phone. As the bus came to a stop, Moranci tucked her phone away and joined the thousands of people who had converged in the heart of Chicago to protest the police killings of black Americans. If I look back on this day in the future, I want to know that I was doing all I could for the protests and to help, Moranci said, instead of just sitting at home and watching a space launch. Over the weekend, SpaceX flew two astronauts to the International Space Station on NASA's behalf, a first in spaceflight history. NASA officials have spent months hyping the mission as a bright spot in dark times and pointed to other milestones still to come. Under President Donald Trump, the United States is working to send Americans to the moon again within 4 years. On the day of the recent launch, Trump was at Cape Canaveral, boasting about the state of the space program under his leadership. When Americans are united, there is nothing we cannot do, he said. But that message of unity felt discordant when the biggest story in the country was a pandemic killing thousands of Americans every week, many of them black and Latino Americans, under the watch of a government unequipped to handle the virus. The morning of the launch, before he flew to Florida, Trump had alluded to deploying the most vicious dogs and most ominous weapons I have ever seen against Black Lives Matter protesters outside the White House. He had also tweeted that when the looting starts, the shooting starts, a phrase that was used in the 1960s by a segregationist politician and a white police chief. The SpaceX launch drew several million viewers. There was a moment of time when these two astronauts launched when everybody paused and we thought about what the future could be and how much brighter it could be than it is at the moment. But if the expectation was that things on the ground were going to change because we launched a rocket, then the expectation might have been a little high. Back in Chicago, Moranci chanted with fellow protesters. She saw police officers shoving demonstrators, beating them with batons and pepper spraying them in the face. By then, the astronauts she had watched lift off hours earlier were already in orbit, changing out of their space suits and into pajamas as their capsule sped towards the space station far away from Earth. Adapted from The Atlantic, June 2020.